Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome as our special guest one of the two Republicans who want to run against Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, Cormac Lynch. Thanks for joining us, Cormac.
Thank you very much for having me on. Good morning, Rhode Island.
Now, Cormac, you're a first-time candidate, 29 years old, a Marine Corps veteran of Iraq. You grew up in South Kingstown and now live in Newport. I'm going to start off with a question for you that I put last week to your Republican opponent, Stan Tran. We know that congressional incumbents get reelected at a rate of about 96%. While you deserve credit for throwing your hat in the ring, would it make more sense for you to run for an office like General Assembly where you might have a better chance of winning?
Yeah, I would probably have a better chance of winning, yes, to answer your question in short. But I think the long answer and the truthful answer is I'm running based on my experiences in the Marine Corps. I'm running because there were 40 veterans who died waiting for health care on the VA list. There's 22 suicides a day. We have the largest, most well-funded petroleum-based military the world's ever known. And because our leadership is deplorable, we cannot accomplish our objectives abroad. And that's to the detriment of our national security at home. That's why I'm running. That's why my hat's in the ring, and in my heart of hearts, I need to hold true to those reasons, and there's really not too much I can do about those issues in the General Assembly in Rhode Island.
Let's go to Scott.
I'm wondering, was it a good idea to get into Iraq in the first place? Both of our U.S. senators voted against the deployment there. All we've done is break the country apart and created a civil war.
It's a complicated issue, right? Knowing what we know now, to be honest and truthful, no. I think the Obama administration was as irresponsible exiting Iraq as the Bush administration was in their entrance to it.
Oh, come on. How can you say something like that?
Look at the current state of things. It's going into a civil war. We're talking about getting refugees off a mountain.
But and why ISIS, did that happen?
Hang on. Let me just finish. ISIS is putting targets on Christians and murdering them. We have to take responsibility for this. What the Bush administration should have done is either one, not go in, or two, be honest about what it would take in order to accomplish the objectives there, which would have been a minimum of 400,000 troops over a decade. And if we don't have the political will to do that, you're right. We shouldn't have gone in.
Okay, we've got a lot of ground to cover, so let's move on to Maureen.
I have a question about your congressional race.
Okay.
In New England,
yes.
Presently, there is not one member of the House of Representatives that is a Republican.
Right.
That is none, not just Rhode Island, but all the other states.
Right.
What does this tell you about a mismatch in terms of values in New England between the voters and the GOP?
I think this is one of the most unpopular legislative apparatuses in the history of the country, and that's probably why that there's no conservatives from New England in there. I think people have a tendency to align themselves with the party rather than the principle. I think people are voting Democratic, although they may maintain conservative values. I think there's this notion that we're voting for John F. Kennedy Democrats, that we're voting for Pastore Democrats. And
we're talking about New Hampshire now. We're not just talking about Rhode Island.
Right. I understand that, but I think the same holds true there. And listen, we obviously need a change. And I think I saw a tweet. This Congress has been paid the most to do the least within the past 40 years. People are ready for a change. And I think there's some common sense, middle of the road, new modern conservatives that have an opportunity to be successful.
Well, speaking of Republicans, Republican gubernatorial candidate Alan Fung is facing some scrutiny for a campaign commercial that touts his ability to create jobs in Rhode Island, but which was actually filmed at a diner in Columbus, Ohio. Cormac, your reaction to that?
I think it's okay. I think I know Alan. He's a genuine person. I think if you look what happened on the Democratic Democratic side of the aisle with, you know, the concession stand at the state beach and whatnot, we shouldn't be too concerned about the location of Allen's video. We should be concerned about the content and the message.
How about you, Maureen? What do you say?
I do agree also. I think the message is what counts. However, I am somewhat personally offended. We have some great-looking diners in Rhode Island, and it was a curious choice. It might have been an economic one, but I think the message is really what's important.
Consultants do these kind of thing all the time. I wish that, again, that had been at the Modern Diner, say, in Pawtucket, or the lovely one up on the west side. There's plenty of places, but this is not a huge transgression.
As our guest Cormac Lynch said, there's more scrutiny on Democratic Cranston State Representative Peter Palumbo, who faces a State Ethics Commission complaint for bidding on beach concessions at state beaches. The Providence Journal reported this week that Palumbo previously won contracts to run concessions at state beaches in 2000, 2002, and 2004. State ethics rules preclude lawmakers from bidding on these state contracts. So, Scott, how did this happen?
Well, I think Representative Palumbo is probably not the brightest ornament on Governor Chafee's holiday tree on this one. It really looks foolish, and the fact that he did not go to the Ethics Commission in the first place really kind of blows anything he says out of the water. And the fact that he is dealing on this thing with former Democratic State Chairman now, former State Representative David Caprio, who, of course, brother's running for General Treasurer, just makes it look like old school politics as usual in Rhode Island.
What do you say, Maureen?
I tend to agree. I mean, the thing here is that he violated ethics rules, but the Ethics Commission is not an investigative body. It's based on complaints. What's curious is that he had these contracts for all these years and no one complained. So they were kind of running under the radar. And I guess they expected that no one would notice. I mean, frankly, I think that's what it looks like.
Cormac, what's your explanation for how Representative Palumbo was able to get these contracts?
I think it's par for the course. I think this is what happens when there's a one-party dominated system in the state. And I agree with Maureen. I think the Ethics Commission has become a check in the box, but there's really no teeth behind it. And the mechanism of oversight is going to be decided by those in power, which are part of the same Democratic Party who made the infraction.
Elsewhere in Democratic politics, Secretary of State candidate Guillaume de Rommel remains mostly mum about why he hired Gordon Fox to help incorporate a business in 2011. At the time, Fox was the Speaker of the House, one of the state's most powerful politicians. De Rommel switched to a different lawyer a few months later after hiring Fox, and his campaign has declined to explain why de Rommel hired Fox in the first place. Maureen, what's your take on this?
Oh, look, my take is that lots of people wanted to have Gordon Fox as their attorney because he was an influential person. I think after a while, it became clear that this probably wasn't a good strategic decision because de Rommel is running for office. But, I mean, Fox has a private enterprise going and people wanted to employ his services because, frankly, he had a lot of influence.
Scott, we know that de Rommel faces a Democratic primary with Nelly Gorbea. How much of a difference will this issue make in the race?
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what he has to say on this issue. I think he's going to have to explain a little more. But you have to understand, when he hired Gordon Fox, the FBI and the state police weren't in Gordon Fox's office. This is a de rigueur, not a big deal, just to be the lawyer to file some papers at Secretary of State's office. It's not as if he was a member of the corporation.
Cormac, what does de Rommel's decision to hire Fox say to you?
I think it appears as though there were no infractions given that the business was incorporated in 2011. If he hired him simply to incorporate the business, it might cause some political backlash now, given that Fox was dragged out by the FBI, but it doesn't seem like there was any impropriety.
We have a little more time left. Tell us more, Cormac Lynch, about who you are and a little more on your run for Congress.
Sure. I'm 29 years old. I was born in Cranston. I grew up in South Kingstown. I currently live in Newport. I'm a native, born and bred Rhode Islander. At 19, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. By 20, I was on orders to Fallujah, and at age 21, I was in the terrorist capital of the world. I learned more there than any school at home could have taught me, and I think that's the hard truths and the difficult lessons I learned at a young age are certainly the bread and butter of my candidacy.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And 1st Congressional District Republican candidate Cormac Lynch.
Thank you very much.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.